Uttani Kadasi, Devutani Kadasi Brat 2009, Radhakund. I'd like to thank everyone for coming to this festival. Many devotees have come from all parts of the universe. Devotees from Patal Loka here, Tala Tala, Atala, Sutala Loka, and then a few earthlings have joined, and a few residents of Bhuloka, Bhuvar, and Swaraloka, Swarga, and some devas, fallen Gandharvas, some Kinnaras, Kimpurushas, and many types of living entities gathered here. On this auspicious day, Uttani Kadasi. In Hari Bhakti Vilas, the glories of Uttani Kadasi are profusely enunciated. You can read some of those glories that were collected by Srila Sanatan Goswami. On this holy day, after 4 months of rigorous austerities, excruciatingly difficult penances that everyone has executed, some devotees have given up sweets for 4 months. Incredible, severe austerities. Some devotees have given up talking to japa. Shayan yam vi yam eva kritvasyam shiram bodhi mahotsavam prabodhya krishnam sampujya vidhi naroha yed ratam. This is from Padma Puran. Anutani Kadasi, in the month of Kartik, one should celebrate the festival known as Shirabdi. During this festival, one should wake up the sleeping deity of Krishna and put him on a chariot after worshipping according to the prescribed rules and regulations. So everyone should... Now we have our mind on a chariot. It's called the Manoratena. And this chariot is taking us, the mind chariot is taking us all over the universe. So on this day we should put Krishna on the chariot of our mind. Manoratena. We should carry Krishna. So everyone can mentally put Krishna, fix Krishna on the chariot of their minds. And then proceed forward on the Rath, carrying the Lord in your mind back home, back to Godhead. Prabodhan yascha mahatmyam papagnam punyavardhanam muktidam krita buddhiman buddhinam shrinum tvam munisattama. This Kadasi, Uttana's Kadasi, is called Prabodhani. It frees one of all sinful reactions, increases one's piety, and awards liberation to those who faithfully follow this Uttani Kadasi. This is a very wonderful benediction given here. Meru mandara tulyani papani tyurjitan yapi ekaneva upavasena tahate haribodhani. By observing a single vow of fasting on Hari Bodhani Uttani Kadasi, all of one's sinful reactions, even if they are piled as high as Mount Sumeru, are burned to ashes. Prithivyam yani danani dattva yat phalan apnute ekeneva upavasena dadati haribodhani. Simply by observing a single fast on this day of Haribodhini, Uttani Kadasi, one can obtain all the pious merit of this world that can be earned by giving all kinds of charity. Yani kani cha tirtani trailokye samavanti cha tani tasya grihe samyag yakkaroti prabodhinim. All the holy places, all the tirthas, trailok, in the three worlds remain within the house of a person who observes the vow of Prabodhani Ekadasi during Kartik. All the holy places in the entire world will move into this house. So it's also a good idea to observe Uttan Ekadasi in your own homes so that all the three places will remain within the house, holy places. All the holy places in the three worlds, rather, will remain within the house. That's quite a benediction. Sarvakrityam prityajya dushtyartam chakrapanina. Tushtyartam. The purpose, the satisfaction of chakrapani. Pani means hand. One who holds the chakra in his hand, we should observe this Ekadasi for his tushti, for his satisfaction. That's why we're observing it. For the pleasure of the Supreme Lord who carries a chakra in his hand, chakrapani, one should give up all their duties and observe the vow of Hari Bodhini Ekadasi. Prabodhinim uposhyeva nagarbe vishate nara. Nagarbe. A lot of garbes here going on. Sarva dharmam prityaja tasmat kurvita narada. O Narada, simply by fasting on Prabodhini Uttan Ekadasi, one can avoid entering the womb of any mother in the future. Haribo. Therefore, give up all varieties of religion and just fast on this day. Sarva dharma prityaja tasmat kurvita narada. That's an interesting twist on the Bhagavad Gita. Sarva dharma prityaja tasmat kurvita narada. Snanam dhanam tapo homa samudishya janardanam narer yat kriyate vipra prabodhanam tadakshayam. Whatever a person does on Prabodhani, such as bathing in a sacred river like Radhakund, giving charity, performing austerity, or performing a sacrifice, homa, for the pleasure of Lord Janardhan, bestows one unlimited benefit. This is Skanda Puran. Yerch chayanti narashtasyam bhaktya devantu madhavam samuposhya pramuchyante vapaiste samuparjite. One who worships Lord Madhava with great devotion on Prabodhani Ekadasi and observes a complete fast, they will be completely relieved of all sinful reactions that were accumulated since birth. So we are about to worship Madhav. Shushkardram munishardula suguyam apinarada tatshala yati govindas tito tasyam supujitaha. If Lord Govinda is faithfully worshipped on this auspicious day of Prabodhani, then all reactions of sinful activities committed during childhood, youth, and old age, and during seven previous lifetimes are vanquished. Katam hogya. By the mercy of the Supreme Lord. Prabodha vasare Vishno kurute cha hare katam sapta dvipa vanidhane yat phalam tadbhaven mune. One who hears and glorifies the name, the transcendental name, form, qualities, and pastimes of Lord Hari and Prabodhani Ekadasi, obtains the merit of giving the entire earth in charity. So we should speak about Lord Hari. It is recommended that one worship Lord Hari and Uttan Ekadasi by offering him varieties of flowers and fruits, camphor, aguru, and kunkum. Haribo. So our first artik is ghee, and our second artik is kaffir, and our third artik is kaffir and a guru. Let's hear about the glories of staying awake. Ata prabodhani jagaran mahatmyam. This is from the Jagaran Mahatmyam, the glories of staying awake. that chapter, that the glories of remaining awake from Skanda Puran. Purva Janma Sahasreshu Papam Yat Samuparjitam Jagarane Prabodhanyam Tahate Tilara Shivat. All sinful reactions that one has accumulated in many lifetimes are burned up like a piece of cotton or like a heap of cotton simply by remaining awake on the night of Prabodhani. Somehow or other, just stay awake. Even after killing a Brahmin, you can be freed from all reactions simply by remaining awake. Karmana manasav hatcha papam yat samuparjitam Shalayet tacha govinda prabodayantu jagare. Simply by remaining awake during the night of Prabodhani festival of Lord Govinda, one can be freed from all the reactions to sinful activities he has committed with his body, mind, and speech. Samatitam pavishyancha vartamanam kulayutam vishnulokam nayatsyashu jagarane Prabodhani. One who remains awake during the night of Prabodhani will be delivered 10,000 generations. That's a lot of generations. That's a lot of Jijus and Mamas and all these other guys. 10,000 generations, past, present, and future, to the abode of Lord Vishnu. It is also said, Faler nana vider dravye prabodayantu jagare Sanketayam samadaya argyam dadyaj janardane. While remaining awake on the night of Prabodhani, one should offer varieties of fruits and various articles and water in a conch shell to Lord Janardana's argya. So we should do that. Jagarasya cha mahatmyam Gita Vaditra Kirtanam Hare Priti Karam Ratro Vaktam Me Nevet Sakyate. I have no power to describe the glories of remaining awake throughout the night of Prabodhani. While singing, dancing, and glorifying the Lord and playing musical instruments, this vow is very pleasing to Lord Hari. Hari Pritikaram. Pritikaram. It gives him Priti. Pritikaram. It gives him love. It gives him... He's very happy. Prabodhani Jagra Punya Vaibhavat Prasana Isho Vidivakya Satyakrit Chakara Ratsotsava Nartanam Saha Vrindavanein Ya Birapiha Radhaya. Being very pleased with Brahma because he remained awake on the night of Prabodhani. Well, after all, he slept for 4 months. If you were sleeping for 4 months, you should be able to stay awake for a night. He's sleeping for 8 hours. Because 4 months of our time is 8 hours of their time. No, they say that 6 months, it's said that 6 months of Earth time is 1 day in the higher planets. Brahma, that's another thing. The heavenly planets. So they say, this is what they say, 6 months of our time is 1 day. So 4 months is, months means 8 hours. So our 4 months is 8 hours. This is, in other words, the demigods aren't sleeping for 4 months of our time, in their time frame. It's just they're sleeping for 8 hours. Because usually they don't sleep, they party. And it's actually explained that this Chaturmasya, what happens is on Satyaloka, during this time, on Brahmaloka, that different rishis, they come and Brahma, he engages in Harikata. He hears from different rishis during this time for 8 hours. He has like a saptaha, 8 hours, whatever. And he's not involved, he doesn't answer his telephone. He's not involved in any direct management. That's why all the higher planets, the higher demigods. Indra, maybe some of the lower demigods, but on Tapaloka, Satyaloka, Swargaloka, I can't say, but Tapaloka and Satyaloka, They all gather, all the sages and rishis, they go to Brahmaloka for this time, 8 hours. And they meet and discuss Harikatha. And the other demigods, they kind of like, they maybe engage in Harikatha or they just take it easy, it's like a vacation. That's why no auspicious functions are done during Chaturmasya. Because if you want to do some wedding, you have to invite Ganesh, and you have to do so much pujas to Ganesh, and you know, there's so many demigods you invite, and they're not hearing your prayers. Agni's on vacation. You do yagyas and all these things. Swaha, his wife is not working. Swaha is the wife of Agni Dev. Yagya Vai Vishnu. Vishnu, Yagya Purush. Vishnu, he's on vacation, or he's up with Brahma hearing Harikatha. So they're not actively involved in the functions of this universe. It's going on automatic pilot, so to speak. The program is there. But they aren't really directly involved. You can't invite them, and they're not invited anywhere. So that's why the human beings on Earth, in order to create auspicity and to counteract the lack of attention from the demigods and lack of participation, because the demigods aren't really participating in any of the human functions, pujas and yagyas and all these things, kriya pravesh, all these things are not done. Marriages, anything auspicious, is not done. Because without the blessings and sanctions of the demigods, these rituals, these homas, these yagyas, these vivaha yagya and all these things are not successful. So then the 4 months, people are encouraged to simply absorb themselves in spiritual activities. Because all the demigods controlling the material affairs are busy elsewhere. They're not interacting with the earth or with the earthlings. So the earthlings are advised to absorb themselves in Vishnu Bhakti, do austerity. It's not a time for bhog or any kind of auspicious functions. Hear and chant about Vishnu, and that will create auspicity. And then after that, they can start having weddings and all these things. Vishnu, during this 8 hours, it was four months for us, he's in yoga nidra, and the acharyas explain he's enjoying private conjugal pastimes with Lakshmi Devi. So therefore, Lakshmi, you can't be bothering Dhanam Dehi and doing Lakshmi puja and worshipping your Lakshmi yantra and all these things and expecting Lakshmi to reciprocate with you, because she's in the most intimate, confidential activities with her husband. She's not presiding over her court or receiving any messages or emails or anything. She's not taking any mails. And then that's Vishnu. Then Brahma, he's engaged in Harikatha with the different sages and rishis from Tapaloka and like that. Then the Swargaloka and Indra, they maybe just sleep in or have breakfast in bed or whatever. Take it easy.
Lakshmi Puja is in
on Deepavali.
Yeah, there must be some expansion, obviously. That's Radharani has millions of expansions, Lakshmi Devi. It's even said that people light up their houses because Lakshmi Narayan come to this earth in disguise in some subtle form, and they go from house to house. And any house is dirty or not painted, not fresh, not lit up, then they don't look at that house. They don't cast their glance at that house. Then that house is misfortune for the whole year. Have you heard? This is what I heard, that they actually come down in some form. Just like we have Yogini Radha and some Yogini Radha and Kirti Dasuta Radha, then Lakshmi Devi has different expansions and forms to engage in different functions. Just like Narada Muni, one form Narada Muni is always in Vishnu Loka. Narayana, 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 Narayana. He's always glorifying Narayana, he's right at his side. Another form, he's traveling here and there. Another form, he's in Gaur Lila. Who is he in Gaur Lila? Shivas Thakur Ki Jai. So many forms they can have. So this verse I read, being very pleased with Brahma because he remained awake during the night of Prabodhini in the month of Kartik, the Supreme Lord enacted the pastime of the Rasa dance in the company of Radhika and the other gopis of Vrindavan. Sanityamana Advutagopa Rupina Krishnena janmantara vanchitena Radha mahaprema javakulendriya ninyenya lokam katiya kritartatam. By assuming the form of a cowherd girl, Sri Radhika, who possesses the topmost ecstatic love for Krishna, Mahaprem, and who is always overwhelmed by separation from Krishna, and who has the great fortune of dancing with Krishna, enabled all the people of the world to become dear devotees of Lord Hari. That's very interesting. That verse is here in the middle of this discussion about Jagran. Radhika has enabled all the people of this world to become dear devotees of Lord Hari. Srimati Radharani ki jai. Everyone should stay awake, because this vow is very pleasing to Lord Hari. Oh, this is an interesting point. Yastu gayati krishnagre kamudyam dvadashim shanam. Oh, this is Prabodhani Dwadasi. Sometimes Prabodhani falls on Dwadasi. But that's not now. One who glorifies, it says, Sarva Lokam Parityaja, Vishnu Lokam Sagachati. One who glorifies, even for a moment, the vow of Prabodhani Dwadasi, executed in front of Krishna, will surpass all the planets of the material world and ascend to the planet of Vishnu. So everyone should say, repeat after me, Prabodhani, Dwadasi, Ki, Jai. The thing to keep in mind is that there's, if you are an attentive reader or an attentive listener to the Shastras, then you will see that they are like good shop, like a good store. A good store has something for everyone. The Karma Mishra Bhakta, or the Sakama Bhakta, or the Vaishnav Praya, one who's almost a Vaishnav, or trying to be a Vaishnav, but he has a lot of materiality and a lot of, he needs a little extra push, a little extra motivation, a little extra inducement and encouragement to do something good, to get off his seat, so to speak, and get involved in some auspicious activities. So the benevolent sages of the past and the all-merciful Lord has presented these different benedictions and boons to help the human beings take up the path of Shuddha Bhakti. Because everyone, most of us are profit-oriented in this world. What's in it for me? So those boons and benedictions are there. And depending on the audience, different boons and benedictions, and think, well, this is good. I'm pretty sinful. I need to get freed from some sins, or I killed a few Brahmins last month. I have to get free. I mean, get freed from that Brahman Hatya. That's on one level. And you see that many of the verses, the benedictions and boons are that. There's a plethora of seemingly materialistic boons and benedictions. And I'm reading it to say, well, for devotees, the mixed devotees or the Kanishtha Bhaktas, they can hear and say, oh, if I observe this Jagran, Uttanagasi Jagran, I can go to the spiritual world. Well, I need all the help I can get, because I'm not on the level of a Sakti or Baba or Ruchi, and I'm trying to chant the holy name, and I want to go to the spiritual world. I want to go back home, back to God. And I know that chanting Hare Krishna is all I have to do to go back to God. All I have to do is chant once Shuddha Nam, the pure vibration of Krishna's holy name, that more sins than I could ever commit in a million lifetimes are annihilated by once vibrating Shuddha Nam. but I don't know if I'm vibrating Shudanam. And I can't be too cocky or too self-confident. So therefore, oh, this is nice. My aim and objective is to eternally serve Krishna in the spiritual world in my Siddhadeya. And this austerity or this fasting or this ekadasi will award one residence in the spiritual world and free one from all his sins, which pure name will also do. One way or another, I want to get there. Of course, the prescribed way that we're given in Gaudiya Vaishnava, path of Raghunuga Sadhana Bhakti, is to develop rag, intense attachment and love for Krishna and his devotees. Hari Guru Vaishnava Seva. Hari Guru Vaishnava Seva. That's all. Hari Guru Vaishnava Seva and chanting Hare Krishna. That's all. That's perfection. And very few verses, so many devotees, when they hear the different verses and boons will land in your mind, in different devotees' minds, and they'll say, yes, oh, yes, this is good, I need this, I want this, and this appeals to me, let me follow. But there's so many verses like that, then some devotees, the real genuine bhaktas, their ears will really perk up, and they'll really hear verses when it says that the observance of Uttani Kadasi or Prabodhani Jagran is for the purpose of pleasing Hari, Hari Toshnam. That Hari is very pleased, Tushta Karta. That Hari, Lord Hari, Lord Krishna, becomes very satisfied and pleased if someone observes this Ekadasi and stays all up all night. Doing what? Singing his glories, chanting for his pleasure, and dancing for his pleasure. This is the principle of pure bhakti. Anya bilashita shunyam gyana karmadhyan avritam anokulyena krishnanu shilanam bhakti uttama. Uttam bhakti is this. Krishna anukulya. And favorable for Krishna, pleasing to Krishna. So that's why we do everything. Why do we chant Hare Krishna? Why do we offer our food? Why do we study? Why do we follow these principles? Why do we observe Ekadasi? To please Krishna. Because pleasing another person is the basic activity of love. Bhakti, Priti, Prem means pleasing the beloved. And the beloved in this case, or the desirable beloved, is Krishna. Sri Krishna. We desire to love Krishna. So loving Krishna means pleasing him. He says he likes it. Oh, you like it? Okay, I'll do it. That's all. This, that, the other thing, I don't know. Who cares? So the book will become very small. Hari Bhakti Vilas will be very small. There is Uttani Kadasi. You should fast all day, stay up all night, and chant Hare Krishna and dance. Krishna will be very pleased. Skanda Puran. One verse, bus. A very small book. So this book, what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inspired Sanatana Goswami to write this book by collecting all the various quotes from all the Puranic literatures. For whom? For Gaudiya Vaishnavas. That means in the society of Gaudiya Vaishnavas there's a lot of different people. A lot of people attached to rules and regulations. A lot of Sakama Bhaktas and Karma Mishra Bhaktas and Gyan Mishra and so many different mixtures that are coming from so many different angles and viewpoints, basically going in the same direction, but they're attached on different levels and contaminated on different levels and serious and sincere on different levels. So then there's something for everyone in Hari Bhakti Vilas. And I'm not reading all. I'm only reading selected ones that seem to be more. I'm culling out some of the. There's like out of the 20, 30 boons that are mentioned, I don't even mention all of them, only selected ones. But in that light, just to give you a rapid summary of the whole thing, you can read on our notes. I will summarize the whole thing in 2 minutes. You ready? Uttani Kadasi. By observing Nirjal Vrat and Jagran, one destroys the mental, physical, and vocal sins of 1,000 lives and attains liberation. All the holy places reside in the observer of Uttani Gaudasi Vrat. One attains imperishable merit from any charity, austerity, or sacred vows on this day. By offering a row of ghee lamps before the deity, one goes to the spiritual world. One should offer the deity varieties of flowers and fruits, argya, camphor, kunkum, and argya water in a conch. By observing Jagran, one gives great pleasure to Sri Krishna and liberates 10,000 generations of his family, past, present, and future. One obeys at sunrise, offers a ghee lamp, and observes Jagran and worships Tulsi, attains liberation and a siddhadeha. One should pass the night singing, dancing, and playing musical instruments for the pleasure of the deity. One should offer a kanda deep and a ghee lamp every 3 hours. Offer sandalwood pulp and water in a conch shell as argya to the deity. Offer artik, incense, ghee lamp, water in a conch shell, napkin, flowers, chamra. Offer fruits and give gifts to the deity and brahmanas on the day. Worship the Supreme Lord joyously with enthusiasm and no laziness. Offer obeisances to the deities and circumambulate them. Recite Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna's Bali Leela. Read Srimad Bhagavatam, Gajendra Moksha, no rebirth. So these are summary. Basically, hear and chant and worship Krishna. Daigor. Uttani Gaudasi Vrat ki Jai.